Now, I've been sitting on a story all morning, and I can now bring that story to you. I received a call on the open line last week bringing my attention to this. It seemed quite incredible, and I didn't think it could possibly be true, but it is. A primary school teacher has been charged after allegedly driving six times over the limit in the southern part of Sydney. Now, this happened on the 8th of February at 6:40 p.m. A woman reportedly seen driving a Mazda CX-9 erratically and clipping a gutter on Bates Drive at Kareela, which is in the southern suburbs of Sydney. The driver was stopped at the intersection of Bates Drive and the Princess Highway Guy Mia, and a witness, not police, a witness removed the keys from the ignition. Police stopped and performed a roadside breath test on this particular person, a roadside breath test. The driver, a 40-year-old identified as Kelly Ann Littlejohn from Carringbar, was arrested and taken to Sutherland Police Station. She returned a breath analysis of, would you believe, 0.306. 0.306. She was charged with high range and her driver's licence immediately suspended. Now, the reason I got the call off air was because Mrs. Littlejohn, Kellyanne Littlejohn, is a school teacher and had recently left a Meet the Teacher night at the school. I bet it was a gratifying meeting for the parents. 0.306, and a short time later, she's arrested drink driving. Now, the Department of Education are playing ducks and drakes with me on this one. As the matter is currently before the court, it's inappropriate for the department to comment. The woman appeared before Sutherland Local Court last Thursday and will appear again next month. Someone needs to tell me, that day, was she teaching? Was she teaching? If she wasn't, when was she drinking? She's in charge of children. At 6:40 p.m. and school knocks off at 3 o'clock, you couldn't possibly drink enough between 3 o'clock and 20 past 6 to be 0.306. You'd have to be elephant trunk through the day in charge of children. So the Department of Education and the new minister needs to pull his head in, Mr. Stokes, because this is a very important story involving children and the care of children. And the parents at the school, I can assure you, are less than happy. Otherwise, they wouldn't have contacted me, because they're not happy with how it's simply covered up by the school. Something needs to be done about it.